The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, January 4th, 2016. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 84th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: Broadway World ran the announcement of Orlando Shakespeare Theater in Florida ramping up to produce a new modern verse version, I hate the word translation since Shakespeare was written in English, of Pericles, called The Adventures of Pericles Sales, in February and March. The Independent also had a translation story, but a real one. A Midsummer Night's Dream will be translated by the Royal Shakespeare Company into Welsh as part of the 400th deathiversary celebrations later this year. Broadway World ran a story on Cheek by Jowl and the Moscow Pushkin Drama Theater's internationally acclaimed production of Shakespeare's Measure for Measure that will kick off the lineup for the year-long Shakespeare 400 Chicago celebration in Illinois. The New Boston Post ran a nice article on the enduring appeal of Shakespeare's Falstaff, and in a related story, the Daily Beast ran a story on Orson Welles' film masterpiece Chimes at Midnight, which focused on the old fat man. The Guardian ran a New Year's edition on the upcoming celebrations in this year's 400th deathversary year, saying we should all make a resolution to see one of his plays, ideally in Stratford-upon-Avon. I vote yes. Inverse ran a piece on how the new Macbeth film might highlight how future Shakespeare adaptations will appear. The Telegraph ran a guest piece by RSC director Gregory Doran on how celebrating Shakespeare has become a national pastime. The Shanghai Daily ran a story about the British Council's upcoming online course on Shakespeare for non-native speakers. Sounds like good stuff. The News on Sunday had a great think piece on Shakespeare's influence in the Indian subcontinent. The Oxford University Press published a nice think piece on the concept of wealth and the poor in Shakespeare, citing Timon of Athens and a little bit of Marx thrown in for good measure. The Telegraph reviewed the Royal Shakespeare Company exhibition The Play's the Thing, with costumes and props from the past, as well as discussions of stagecraft like snapping of carrots off stage to make the sound of broken bones. The exhibit runs into June in Stratford. The Fay Observer previewed the two productions about to open in repertory by Sweet Tea Shakespeare in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Twelfth Night and As You Like It, both running through the end of the month. And finally, The Tennessean previewed the Nashville Shakespeare Festival production of King Lear that will run through the end of this month as well. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On December 29th, 1995, the film adaptation of Richard III starring Ian McKellen opened. Conceptually, it was based on the stage production directed by Richard Eyre for the Royal National Theatre that toured the world. I caught it at UCLA. The film was adapted by McKellen and directed by Richard Loncrane. On December 30th, 1460, the Battle of Wakefield took place, a major battle in the War of the Roses. This is where Richard, Duke of York, and his son Edmund of Rutland were killed in action in a major victory for the Lancastrians. A very fictitious version of the battle takes place in the third part of Henry VI. On December 31st, 1937, actor Anthony Hopkins was born in Margam, UK. Though most widely known as Hannibal Lecter, he was also the title character in Julie Taymor's film adaptation of Titus, as well as Othello for the BBC Complete Works series, and Claudius in the filmed version of Hamlet with Nicole Williamson as the Dane. He was also Prospero in the first major Shakespeare I ever saw live on stage, The Tempest, at the Mark Taper Forum back in the late 70s. On January 1, 1605, the first recorded performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream took place at court. On January 2, 1939, the film adaptation of Twelfth Night, directed by Michel St. Denis and starring Petty Ashcroft as Viola, was released in the United Kingdom. On January 3, 1437, Catherine of Valois, widow to Henry V, and later wife to Owen Tudor, died. She was the mother, with Henry V, of Henry VI, and grandmother of Henry VII with Tudor. On January 4th, 1965, poet and critic T.S. Eliot died. What's his connection to Shakespeare? Well, in a paper titled Hamlet and His Problems, he said that the play was most certainly an artistic failure. And that, my friends, was your week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, January 4th, 2016. For our blog and previous TWIS episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week.